So he's not quite here yet. So let's listen to another selection. Hopefully the door is going to open up any second. But until then, let's go to another fun off of this wonderful CD of Ladino. This is Vien Hanukkah.
Afuera ya está frío y oscuro, largas noches del invierno, mas no olvidemos, la hora más oscura es para amanecer. Toda oscuridad podemos deshacer con el nombre de Dios. Ya viene Hanukkah, Hanukkia, baila mi tía, Hanukkah. Muy oscuro de los Maccabis fue el templo desagrado, mas ellos pocos con coraje lo reconsacraron, hicieron Hanukkah. El aceite de un día, 8 días ya duró, con el nombre del Dios, ya viene Hanukkah.
Hanukkia, baila mi tía, Hanukkah, baila mi papá, Hanukkia, baila mi tía, Hanukkah.
All right, so he still hasn't shown. Let's try another one. This is so much fun. Here we go. Mansur.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. Beep, beep,
yeah. Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. First we'll ride side by side through the hinter and rondelay to the sleigh bells' merry chime. Then we'll ski fancy free down Old Baldy and take those chances all silly people do. If there's ever a moment you are freezing, just a little squeezing could be mighty pleasing. In this wonderful wide world of winter, I'm falling head over heels over you. In this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. If we prayed it would snow all this winter, I ask, is that a terrible, horrible crime? I can't wait till we skate on Lake Happy and sup a hot buttered cup in the afterglow. If there's ever a moment you're not laughing, maybe a toboggan,
but
don't bump your little noggin. In this wonderful white world of winter, I'm thinking you are the sweetest one I know. Here we go through the snow, in the snow.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
Hanukkah in Las Vegas. It's a festival of neon lights. Bet a dollar and eat some challah. The strip is kosher tonight. There's a menorah on the Tropicana and a stripper wearing just a yarmulke. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, 8 swinging nights. The Baruch Atah Adonai blessing is sung by a showgirl choir. When it's time to light the candles each night, Penn and Teller set them on fire. All the Yentas make stops at the Forum shops, and the Tzimis is made with carrot tops. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, try the lamb chops. Olivet, Gimel, Dalit, Moses went to the Luxor to shoot craps with Pharaoh. As he rolled the dice, he said real nice, "Let my people yo." The Cantors are playing poker. They use chocolate coins for chips. All the rabbis bet on dreidel roulette, and the casino moil takes tips. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, it's a real gelt trip. Well, the shamash here is the stratosphere, and David Copperfield makes the latkes disappear. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, mazel tov, Sammy's watching from above. I said Hanukkah in Las Vegas, what's not to love?
Christmas comes but once a year for every girl and boy. The laughter and the joy they find in each new toy. I'll tell you of a little boy who lives across the way. This little fellow's Christmas is just another day. He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot, and goodness knows he didn't want a lot. He sent a note to Santa for some soldiers and a drum. It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie, he hasn't got a daddy. The little boy that Santa Claus forgot.
Sheet glass in the shithouse and shouting slogans.
Oh, boy, don't practice your alliteration on me.
Anyway, when I get my membership card and blazer badge back from the League of Agnostics, I shall urge the executive to lodge a protest against that religious racket. Pass the butter knife.
What?
Pass the butter knife. Thank you. If only we had some kind of missile.
Hang on, I'll close the window.
What?
I said I'll close the window.
If only we had some kind of missile, we could take the steam out of those bells.
Well, you can always use the number 14 to St. Joseph the Somewhat Divine on the Hill ballistic missile. It's in the attic.
What ballistic missile would this be, then?
I made it for you. It's your birthday present.
Just what I wanted. How nice of you to remember, my pet. Here!
What?
Those bells are getting louder!
What?
Those bells are getting louder!
The bells are getting louder! Oh, look!
What?
The church! It's getting closer! It's coming down the hill!
What a liberty!
It's turning into Elm Lane!
Straight through the lines, of course!
Typical! Well, you'd better go and put it out of its misery!
Where's this missile, then?
It's in the aiming cupboard! Press the button, oh, church!
How do I aim it?
It automatically hones in on the nearest place of worship!
That's St. Mark's!
It is now, look! Oh, it's opening the gate!
What? Use the megaphone!
It's opening the gate!
I'll pop up the airing cupboard!
Hurry up! It's trampling under the pillars!
Did I hit it?
Yes, right up the aisle.
Well, I've always said there's nothing an agnostic can't do if he really doesn't know whether he believes in anything or not.
All right, here we go. Merry Christmas, Terrence.
Merry Christmas, Chris Earle.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
Got to listen to that intro. I'm all really ready now.
There you go. Here we go. We got Elvis in the background. So today we're going to just do Christmas music. I retired time travel, so I guess it's just Chris's Christmas show with Terrence. How's that? Good enough.
That works.
Yeah, the real horror show. It's tough to do horror stuff in December. We did a annual Christmas battle last week with Derek, and then he just went curiously missing. He's out sick, actually. Merry Christmas to Derek. I won't be able to see him. No, he lost.
He lost again?
Yeah, he lost.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, like, when I win, there's never any, like, pomp and circumstance. It's just like,
it's
yeah,
nice
okay, the show's over
show's
now.
Over.
Everybody's miserable, and they throw some votes Derek's way, and, you know, we all walk out of here angry.
I did know one of the judges was... Isn't there some sort of conflict there?
One of the judge's
judge?
Wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the year he won. I said, what do you want to do? Do you want to... vote for the right vote, or do you want to stay married to your husband? But anyway, they are sick right now, so hopefully they'll get better. Not going to see them at Christmas. Next week, I'm probably going to take the week off, or may come and do a year-end special. Otherwise, from what I've learned from Joyce the Voice, it sounds like WMFO is already on their Christmas schedule without me apparently knowing that. So we could have came in and found a substitute here, but luckily there is no substitute here. So we're going to play some Christmas tunes and some holiday tunes, and we do some shout-outs to Spain. John and Lorraine are listening from Spain tonight. I had Carrot Top listening last week.
From around California. The world.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
The Chris Earle Show.
It's
global.
I know. It's global.
It's a global enterprise.
Pretty wild. I even had like a friend call up, and he's trying to get me shows again. I'm like, what's going on? I haven't heard from him in years.
Well, one of these days, you can do the show live from the backyard with the fire, man.
I know. Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun going to the fire?
Absolutely.
That's one of the things. So Christmas and the holiday season, people like to have a little fire to stay warm. The hearth, they like to call it. The hearth. But I like sitting in the backyard and just cracking a beer and lighting things on fire in the backyard, too.
It works.
Inside, it's a little more dangerous. You can't just light anything on fire.
No,
you
got
to have a contained area.
Now, there would be more entertainment, personal entertainment.
Yeah.
By doing that, but that wouldn't work out.
Especially if it was in a neighbor's house or somebody you don't like.
Yeah, maybe you could
give yourself a little more space, you know?
Maybe that's what people start doing.
Yeah.
I actually have a fireplace in my house.
You have a what? Fireplace? Oh, Joyce has a fireplace
but
at the house.
I have stuff that has to be moved, and I have to figure out.
Oh.
You got to get the hardwood. Because
that's all right. We'll,
yes,
we'll be over.
Yes.
We'll be over. We'd love to drink inside.
That's what I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah.
You guys can come by and say hi.
We have chimney expertise right here.
Yeah.
We'll bring
Dick Van Dyke. Remember, he was the chimney sweep from Mary Poppins. It's like, geez, I'm like, wow, he's got a tough job. I always thought that, and I'm like watching that as a kid. I'm like, man, that's a tough job, chimney sweep.
We could call Santa. He must have to sweep some chimneys.
I would think so.
Getting down?
That might be why, you know, he had that little ring of fur around his bottom, Mary. When he comes down, he sweeps the chimney for you.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal.
It's a free chimney sweep.
Gives you a free chimney sweep, and all you got to do is put out a cookie or some milk or you know, a carrot for the reindeer. Why would you put out one carrot? I remember, like, sometimes we'd put out one carrot. There's eight reindeer, isn't there? And there's Rudolph, you count him.
Yeah, that's right.
So wouldn't there be like nine carrots? Especially like in this day and age in 2022, you got to count everybody. Every reindeer, they can't just get a bite of the carrot. Everybody should get their own carrot.
And why can't Santa have some carrots?
Sure, Santa could use a carrot or two. He's been eating cookies for years.
That's correct.
Give the cookies to the reindeer. They're the ones doing all the work. They can burn it off. Yeah, I like this one in the background. This is from Phil Spector's Christmas album. You know this one? It's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The Crystals. Good stuff. I got that U2 for you.
Nice.
You wanted U2. You wanted the drummer boy. What was the other one you wanted?
I made a demand of three.
Yeah, I forget what the third one was, though. I wrote it down. I think I put it on my list. I'm pretty sure I got it. Hey, you want to open your gift now or you want to open it later?
We can open it later.
All right. I thought it'd be fun to do that on the air.
Yes.
Yeah. Because a little opening of the Christmas presents.
Real early.
Now, I never watched Seinfeld, and everybody talks about this Festivus there. Can you explain to me what Festivus is? I have no idea what it is. As you know, I've only watched like two or three episodes of Seinfeld. I'm the only comedian out there that's never watched more than a dozen episodes of Seinfeld.
I didn't really get into the Festivus.
Yeah.
So that's stuff on but Seinfeld, but it's like a grudge. It's like a grudge poll.
Oh, you just complain like about stuff all day.
Complain about.
I do that every day. I do that every day. I don't need a Festivus. I do it every day.
Well, it was the whole thing with the father and then George. So it was like, you're not a good son.
All right. Hey, let's listen to this. This is Trump singing All I Want for Christmas Is You. Here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Who's the you? Him?
I don't know. Let's listen. Right, here it is.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Why don't we talk about Christmas movies a little bit? Would you think this is a Christmas movie? This is the Danny Elfman Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? What do you think?
It's a hybrid, man. You can do it either way, right? Depending on how you want to play it.
Yeah. I think that's the only reason it was successful.
What's one of your favorite?
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story?
Yeah, that's become a modern classic. Modern classic. The new Christmas Story Christmas is great. It's on HBO Max. It's really good. They end up getting the same actor, and he brought back his friends and stuff. And Vince Vaughn also produced it, and I believe he co-wrote it.
Director Peter Billingsley, correct?
Yeah. I don't know if he directed it, but he was the actor in it.
All right.
But, yeah, it's awesome. It's great. I like that. Die Hard's a action movie, but it's good. I rewatched that like 2 years ago. I'm like, it's a decent movie. It's a Christmassy enough. I like It's a Wonderful Life. That's probably my favorite.
Well, that's probably my favorite, but that's because I love Donna Reed.
Donna Reed's gorgeous.
I'm sorry. She's just beautiful. Yeah. She's in black and white, and she's like twinkling all over the place. I mean, how do you do that? You're in black and white.
She's great. Plus George gets all pissed off and bitches, and she's like, I'm all right. I'll stick with you.
Yep.
Yeah, she'll just break a record or two, and she's all set. And then, she's great. Plus, they like don't they have like 20 kids together?
Yeah.
They have. She's like a baby machine.
And then, of course, I did this to my buddy one time. I came up to his window. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
Yeah. In Andover, I drove by a place the other day. They have it's a barn, and outside the barn, it says "Welcome to Bedford Falls." I'm like, that's pretty cool. It looks pretty festive. I want to go over there and take a picture when it snows again. There was a little bit of snow the other night, but that was about it. I guess this weekend's supposed to be some rain.
I'll take the rain.
Yeah. I don't know. I like snow. I don't remember the last time we had a Christmas with snow.
There's plenty of it up north right now.
Yeah.
Plenty of it.
Yeah, I'm not going up there, though.
I am, so that's why I'm like, it's perfect. I can go up there and get all the whole winter and come home from it. And it's all good.
It's kind of like going down to Florida in the wintertime. You get, the further you get down, you know, the less snow there is, except you're going north and the more snow there is.
Yes.
So.
Well, it fits up there. It fits in the mountains. That's where the snow belongs.
Yeah, but on Christmas, it can be in my backyard for a couple hours.
No, no, I don't mind. You know, a little the snow effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's after Rudolph, who would be your favorite reindeer?
Prancer.
Prancer? Yeah? He's like the leader of them, isn't he?
No, no.
I thought he's the trainer, isn't he?
Prancer's a chick.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a chick reindeer?
It's a chick reindeer, man.
Come on. Really?
Yeah, she's a chick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are all the others boys?
I don't know.
Rudolph's a boy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's a boy.
He's got like the voice of a girl. He's like the first transgender reindeer, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, he was young, though. He's like a teenager leading the group.
Yeah. Is Prancer a female deer? I'm going to look up Prancer the deer. There's a movie called Prancer.
If not, then I've been attracted to a male reindeer.
Oh, here we go. Santa Claus's reindeer, redirected from Prancer the reindeer.
Oh, man.
In traditional festive legend and popular culture, Santa Claus's reindeer are said to pull a sleigh through the night sky to help Santa Claus deliver their gifts to children on Christmas Eve. And it says the number of reindeer characters and the names given to them vary in different versions, but those frequently cited in the United States are eight listed in Clement Clark Moore's 1823 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas. The work that largely is responsible for the reindeer becoming popularly known. In the poem, the reindeer's name are given as Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. And then in 1939, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Gene Autry's 1949 song of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer resulted in Rudolph being included as the ninth reindeer. So Rudolph hasn't even been around. He was around 106 years later.
Well, the climate changed. And they
stole all their thunder.
They needed his nose because it was so red and bright.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's Donna. Obviously, Donna is a female.
Donna?
Yeah.
D-O-N-N-E-R.
Oh, that Donna.
Yeah, it's not Donna.
Donna?
Like Donna. No, like my mom's Donna, name? Donna. That's Donna.
No, that's Donna.
No, this is Donner.
Donner.
Like an E-R. But like since it's Massachusetts,
yeah,
in
it's
Boston,
Donna.
We go Donna.
Donna.
Hey, Donna, bring Blitzen over with Cupid and Comet, and let's have some nog.
And don't forget Prancer.
And don't forget Prancer, who's
and
out
Blitzen.
And back making a sweater.
Yeah, and Blitzen.
And Blitzen.
If you want,
Blitzen?
We can go to this cute little bar in Harvard.
Yeah. I like Vixen.
Ooh,
Vixen's probably my favorite.
She sounds naughty. That's why.
Yeah. Is Vixen a boy? I don't know.
No, they're all girls.
Really?
Yeah, Rudolph seems the only male.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
So again, women couldn't do it on their own and the male had to lead the way? Is that what we're seeing?
I don't know. Well, the final two were Dunder and Blixem, meaning thunder and lightning.
Nice.
In colloquial New York Dutch. It said, more rapid than eagles his courses they came. He whistled, he shouted, and called out their name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blixem. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. That's from the 1823 poem by Clement Seymour, Visit from St. Nicholas, also known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Did you know it was called A Visit from St. Nicholas? Or do you always know it as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Right, yeah. Probably because of the recordings, you know, over the years. I got the first Christmas record for children when I was a kid. It was awesome. We played it over and over again. My brother had it, and then my other brother had it, and then I had it. And then it fell down through the years to my other brothers. And we played that record out. It was just all, you know, kids scratched, you know, just like everything, like Captain Kangaroo's on there and Gene Autry and a reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It's great. So good. And I remember being here one year at WMFO when I stayed here for the entire day on Christmas Eve and beginning of Christmas. And I ended up finding the record on the shelves here. And I was like, wow, I haven't seen this thing in 30 years. Pretty wild. So I managed to download that, and I got a couple of songs from there. We'll play one or two of them later. I love the version of Doris Day doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's a good one. Anyway, So you got plans for Christmas going up north?
Yes, I'll be cooking.
What are you cooking?
Turkey.
A turkey?
Always turkey.
All right. Yeah. You ever have a goose?
No.
What do you think it's like? I've never had a goose either.
It's probably like goose, but probably like a bird, like turkey.
Yeah.
Have you ever had duck?
I think so.
I had duck in Colorado many years ago.
I think it was fed to me. I mean, I don't know. I think somebody pulled a fast one on me, said it was chicken and it was a duck.
It was good.
I don't know if I would eat a goose. Like, what if somebody came up to you, like, you know, and like in Scrooge where he flips a, you know, coin out to the boy and it's like, you know, $20 coin or whatever, and he goes and gets him a goose that's like as big as him. Somebody like, cook that for me, will you? I'm like, I don't know if I'd eat it.
It's a bird.
I know.
And it probably tastes not much different from chicken and turkey.
But honestly, I mean, somebody gave me a goose to pluck. I mean, like, we're not eating today. It's like, it's going to take me a few days on that one.
No, I can go. I need to get it out of the supermarket.
Like, that's a tall order.
I needed to get out of the supermarket.
And then it's all like bumpy and stuff. Like, it looks weird. Like, it's got goosebumps. That's probably where the goosebumps come from, right? The goose.
Goosebumps, that's correct.
Yeah. You ever have goosebumps lately? When you get chilly?
No.
No? Does that go away when you're an adult? I still get them from time to time. If I'm cold, I'm like, man, I got the goosebumps. Can we even say that? Are the goosebumps? Is that sounds like it's wrong now. I don't think it is, but...
Well, if the goose don't have a voice, then it's not wrong. It's only wrong, perceived wrong.
What do you think is the voice of a goose?
That's geese. Is it geese a goose?
It's a gander. If it's a male, it's a gander. It's the pronouns would be gander and goose.
Gobble,
and
gobble,
geese.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's classic turkey.
Yeah. You think anybody's left on campus here? Apparently everybody went home. I didn't know this. Joyce is like, yeah, the season has ended and the new season has started.
They left for the holiday break?
I guess. Yeah.
I hope they did well with their grades.
I don't care. I really don't. It's like, you know, it doesn't really matter.
I was just saying that.
Yeah, I know. You're being nice.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice.
The pleasantries. Yeah, I hear enough pleasantries all day. That's why I'm like this at night. Enough pleasantries during the day. Well, I think we should play a tune that you want to hear. What do you want to hear? You want to hear that Father Christmas?
About the Little Drummer Boy, man. I know you don't like this version. I think it's great.
All right. I'm going to have to find it first.
Hark the Herald Angels. That was the other one.
I thought I just played that.
No, you didn't.
I thought I just played Nat King Cole. I played it last week or the week before.
Oh, the quiet.
I got the Hark the Herald. Oh, the quiet one?
Yeah,
I can do that one.
Yeah, that's the gem, man.
I'm putting in Hark with an exclamation point and seeing what comes up. And as usual, in the cart that we have here at WMFO, no Hark the Herald Angels sing. So it's going to be coming off of YouTube or my own personal collection here. Hey, do you know what hark means? You know what the definition of hark is? It means he knocks, like knocking at the door.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that neat? I don't know. There's one called from Boney M. You want to hear Boney M sing Hark the Angels Sing?
No. Give me the choir.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing choir. All right.
I'm picking, there's a number of them on there with the choirs.
All right. Tabernacle Choir, King's Perfect. College Choir.
King's College. I think I heard that one before.
All right. We'll do the Tabernacle one. Here we go. Hark the Herald Angels Sing for Terrence here at Christmas on WMFO in Medford, Mass.
the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now.
For we kneel in Christmas right this very minute, candles in the window,
carols up the spinet.
Yes, we kneel in Christmas right this very minute.
Hasn't snowed a single furry, but
Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
Climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruit cake, this time we hung some tinsel on the evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older,
and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder.
Need a little Christmas now.
I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have a 30, 20, 10, 5, and let it freeze.
He's Mr. White Christmas, he's Mr. Snow.
That's right.
He's Mr. Icicle, he's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch tears the snow in my clutch. Too much.
Too much.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you. I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun.
Sing it!
He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Too much!
There you go. There's the Miser Brothers.
Yes, classic.
That's a nice
man.
Version of that. Yeah,
love it, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I love I'm a fan of the Heat Miser.
Holiday on Skis in the background, instrumental. This one's kind of fun. You feel like you're going right down the mountain. Ready? Feel like you're on skis? That ain't bad, huh? Kind of got that 50s, 60s Christmassy vibe to it. I've been listening to a lot of 1940s Christmas music, and it's pretty awesome because it's like the beginning is the war, so it's like everything seems so much more like personal and homey, a little more
innocent.
Christian, a little more innocent. Yeah, it's really
pure.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of like huge big band stuff too. Like when you go out now, you know, there might be somebody playing a fife over in the corner or something. You know, well, if you're in Ireland or Scotland, but here maybe a guitar. I don't know why I picked a fife. But like back then, you'd go out and there'd be a big band. You'd be like, hey, you want to go out for the night and go down to the local pub, a bar, and there's a 30-man brass band there.
Maybe that still goes on in other parts of the world, but
yeah,
not here.
I don't know.
Yeah,
definitely not here. I saw something other day.
You don't even see the Salvation Army with the Santa outside the stores dressed as Santa.
You won't see
no
Santa
more.
Anymore. No, yeah. You'll just see an old guy. I gave him a couple of bucks last year. Oh. I didn't do it this year. I haven't seen him yet. It's a hard job. People giving them crap, you know? Is anything sacred anymore?
No.
Never, right?
No, it's gone.
It's pretty much it.
It's gone.
When did it all end, do you think? It's got to be the last 10 years.
It's been chipping away
like
for
at least 8 or
time.
9 years,
yeah, it's
right?
Been chipping, it's been chipped away for a long time.
Yeah.
And then it sort of gets to a head.
Yeah. Things were better. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
And we're not old fogies either. It just, things were better.
They were better. it's just the reality.
They were just better. People generally weren't at odds with one another. They were always thieves. There were always people trying to screw you over for a little bit of money. But generally around Christmas time, people were relatively nice.
Yes, that's why
they
had
a couple
it.
Of days off to spend with the family or whatever. And then the people that weren't, you kind of did stuff for them.
In between,
you know, that's the way it should be.
In between Thanksgiving and Christmas, there was always this sort of jovial spirit that was there. It was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working a lot. I don't have many days off this round, but I'm fine with it. But I still got my gifts out of the way.
Now, the one thing that's changed is the lights on the houses and the fight for the prize to be the house
I,
in the
I have
neighborhood.
To say, I have
Holy
to say,
cow,
this
man.
Year
off the
is amazing. Yeah, this
off
year
the charts,
is amazing.
Man.
And in Halloween this past year has to be the best Halloween I think I've seen for lights
Halloween
on houses.
Is getting to that point.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's and a, I, yes. Think, I think this is that quiet... that quiet rebellion that people are starting to have again. They're like, you know what? I'm sick of people telling me
what to do.
I can't have Halloween decorations. I can't have Christmas decorations. So the silent rebellion is like, you know what? I'm putting them up. The neighbor put them up. That other neighbor put them up. Those are bigger. Like this, there were giant skeletons like all through the neighborhoods, like jumping on top of people's houses on Halloween. I'm like, this is cool.
I went by you one know? House and it looked, well, I mean, you would have like bodies hanging outside the windows.
Yes. Yeah. I have to say, I went to.
It was pretty creative.
I went to a place, I think it was Toby, I think it's Toby Drive in Andover. And I know it's off of Shaw. And. They have a giant Christmas display. It's awesome. It's all to music in Andover.
Oh, all right.
So this is the family does it. They actually have a radio station, so it's actually being broadcast. So it's like a 30-40 minute program. And you sit there and they have like Star Wars stuff, Peanuts, the trees start talking to one another. They have lights projected onto the trees and the trees start talking to one another. They have all the Rankin Bass characters. It's really cool. It's definitely worth going by to see. I'd say anybody within an hour or two of Andover should go see
this
for Christmas.
But if you're going to go see that, then there's a house in Wilmington.
I haven't seen
that
one.
That's one.
No, what's that?
It's like some it's the police are there, detail. It's a whole.
Oh, yeah.
You drive the cars, you pull in, and they live just off the main road. But trust me, you cannot help but see it from the main road.
Really?
It's just...
I'm going to tell you exactly what I saw. 2 Toby Lane, it's the Dunlight Show. They've been doing it for a few years. They have a food drive, basically. You don't pay anything. You go up. You could see it right from going down one of the other streets nearby, and it's really cool. It's a great, great show, and I had a lot of fun going and watching that. I had Johnny Cash in the background with that Christmassy feeling. He had a lot of great old Christmas songs. He would usually do a bunch of
Cocaine Blues.
Christmas, well, not on Christmas. No.
Folsom Prison.
Yeah, not on Christmas. No, he got very Christian. He was a very, Christian.
I've been
guy.
Listening to Johnny Cash a bit in the past couple of years, and
he's always good. It's just... There's another fantastic one in the background, Darlene Love Christmas. You know this one?
Yeah, it's a gem.
A gem.
A gem.
Yeah. But that's worth seeing. So the Wilmington one.
Yeah, there's one in Wilmington.
So I'm going to say again, to Toby Lane in Andover. Really good, and it's a food drive. So bring some cans. You don't have to say Chris Earl sent you. Just bring some cans and stick them in a tub. They have a little tub outside in the driveway. It says food donations, and I believe it's going to the Lawrence Boys and Girls Club this year. Yeah. I did food drives a couple of times over the years.
Yeah, I found the one in Wilmington.
Yeah. And then I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? Why should I care if nobody else does?
This Massachusetts, maybe I'll do it again. The one in there's an article, one in Wilmington.
Where
this
is
Massachusetts
it?
House Christmas light display is so good it's causing traffic problems.
Miss Massachusetts?
It's in in Massachusetts.
Oh,
it's in Wilmington.
Oh, this Massachusetts. I gotcha. Yeah. So what is it? Wilmington where?
Mass.
I know Wilmington, Mass, but where?
Charles Fiore.
Charles
F I O R E.
Oh. That's the house?
Wilmington, yeah.
Wilmington Apple, it says. The admissions department working to evaluate and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what that is.
Tag
Charles Fiore. Charles Fiore family puts the wow in Wilmington.
They won.
Featured on ABC's Great Christmas Light Fight. Oh, that was last year, though. Is it there this year?
It was in 2020.
Oh, wow. That looks pretty awesome.
You go through like a little time. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
looking at it, but phenomenal. I mean, if it's not there this year.
Oh, no, that's just the house. You go down an alleyway. He created like this little town, and the town is lit up like that.
And he has like beggars and thieves like ripping you off.
No. No.
Everybody, tuppence for the poor.
You just keep on driving through it.
You can drive around his house?
No. You drive down through the dead end. It's
really?
Yeah, it's just off the main route. Yeah, I did it last year.
It said it was taped in October 2019. Home was entered into a competition for 2020. Guy is 23 years old, and he had his brother light it up. But we don't know if it exists this year.
I'm sure it does.
Think so?
Yeah. Once these people
are in
it,
says, if you're coming north of 93, exit 39 toward Concord Street, go left, blah, blah, blah. They should just give you the actual... they don't even give you the name of the street.
If you went down the exit... You couldn't help but miss it.
I've been through Wilmington for weeks. I haven't seen it.
You're going through a different part of Wilmington.
So this has 255,000 lights. I don't know, man. My opinion is if they're not advertising, I'm not going to see it. It says coming off of Woburn Route 93, take exit 39 toward Concord Street. It's not even exit 39 anymore. It's an old article. How do we find this place?
Because it will say old exit 39 still.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to put in, it says it's a private display. It's not known how long the lights will remain. That's what it says.
That was then.
Yeah.
Is there anything new? I saw it last year.
I don't know. Sounds great.
But there's plenty, but they're all over the place.
Oh, I know.
There's one in Beverly that's like,
I know.
I hate to say lit up like a Christmas tree, but it's lit up like, the whole everything.
I got a tree up at my house.
There's a place around the corner from me that
just
has
a tree.
Theirs is a walk around.
Yep.
To get out and walk around.
Everybody's got some great
then
lights.
Everybody knows the Fells Way.
Yeah.
Around this way. Not far from here.
No, it was good. The zoo, too. The zoo's got some good lights.
Stoneham Zoo.
They got... like, the kids will make displays, too, and they'll put those up. It's pretty cool. You'll have, like, some kid will make a bunch of Skate and Barbie dolls. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, there'll be, like, some Lego displays and a train. I always like a good Christmas train. Where do you think the connotation came with that? Where'd the train come from?
I don't know, but I... You really have to get into that.
Yeah.
It takes... You're sitting at Sucker Up Band starting in the fall.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, imagine the electric bill that comes in.
Yeah, it's true.
That's got to be... You know the movie, the Griswolds at Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just the scene they show, the meter just whipping around.
Oh, right,
around.
the meter whipping around. Well, now the LED lights have got to be much lower.
Yeah, but come on, but look at the lights.
Yeah.
And that's still not just on that house. as I said, you go there, it's a dead end, and you just kind of go, you go down, and they kind of circle you out.
Do you turn out. Do you turn the lights off at night? And did your family turn the lights off at night, or did you keep the lights on all night?
They went off.
You turned them off?
They went off.
Did you have candles in the windows that you had to unscrew the bulbs and turn them off?
Unplugged.
Yeah, we had them plugged in, but we could and unscrew the top.
You didn't have to bend. Put it on a power strip.
Out. Yeah, you didn't have to bend.
Hit the flip switch.
We kept them plugged in, but then we would just, like, you know, you'd put a little saliva on your fingers, just the bulb, and put it out that way so you didn't have to bend and pull, pull
Well, I'm surprised back then there weren't more house fires.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the house fires were primarily from smokers. Just people smoking butts. We're all having sex and then smoking afterwards. Of course this place is going to burn down.
Space heaters when it gets cold.
Yeah, space heaters are very dangerous. I got a couple of them, and they're great, but they're not so great when you you know, get a phone call or talk to the neighbor for 20 minutes and come back inside, and you're like, oh, my God, the rug's on fire. Yeah. Yeah. This is that was the fat... this is Fat Daddy in the background. Fat Daddy with Gonna Do You Right for Christmas or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So I go to Walmart. I do a little shopping. I get in line. And I have 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes waiting in line. All right. There's about 15 people waiting for the self-checkouts. They're all busy. There's got about 8 of them. They have one register open. One. One. And the girl the night before, they had two registers open. And I wasn't in this girl's line. I was in the other girl's line. But the girl that I got that night, she literally walked away from her register for 5 minutes. And there were customers waiting at her register. And she didn't come back for 5 minutes. And she didn't go to the bathroom. She was just wandering around. Like the subway and then back. And she's just wandering around going for a walk. And the other girl was laughing that I had at the register. And she said, did you just leave your register? And she didn't say anything to her and went back. So I get this girl the second night. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, doesn't say anything to me. Doesn't look me in the eye. I have at least $100 worth of food. So I ended up going grocery shopping because all the grocery stores were closed when I got out of work. So I went to Walmart, got some stuff. And then I say thanks. You know, I run my card, say thanks. Doesn't even look at me, gives me the slip, and I said, hey, thanks. Doesn't even look at me. And I'm just like, what is going on, man? What is going on?
That's love. That's job love.
It is. It is insane. But she also didn't look mad. She just looked like she's just, it's like, are you even there? Do you exist? It's just weird. It's just like a ghost.
To get the blinders on.
Yeah,
it's bizarre. She hates the job, just mentally shutting it down. Autopilot.
Yeah.
Maybe she had that click from the movie Click.
You know what's funny is I bought some chocolates. I didn't see the movie Click. That's the Adam Sandler one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought some chocolates, too, and I was going to give her one. And then I'm like, I'm not giving this bitch nothing. I was going to give her one and say Merry Christmas. I'm like, nah, she's miserable.
No, even if you offered the chocolate, she wouldn't have seen that you offered the chocolate.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, the hell with her.
How about the bagger?
It's funny because you want it. No, there was no bagger.
No bagger.
She was the bagger too, and I was trying to bag, and she's like trying to bag stuff, and she's throwing like the eggs in with the, you know, the raw meat. It's like that's
the eggs
number
on the bottom
one when you don't
throw the roast
sacking.
In on the top.
Yeah, it's like what are you doing? You know, people are idiots. There's a kid that was working a place that I was at. Right, he didn't know how to make a tuna sub. He had no clue. It was tuna with tomatoes. And he starts putting the thing together, and he goes, are these tomatoes bad? I'm like, what? And he was picking up black olives, and he was putting them on the tuna sub. He's like 17 years old. I'm like, you don't know what olives are? I'm like, where are you from? Yeah.
I wonder if he's the person at the checkout when you just put your debit card in and it says, do you want cash back? Oh, sure, I'll take cash, and they think it's coming from
somewhere. Oh, right. Yeah, somebody just gave him some cash. Yeah.
I've had people at stores tell me that.
This other one too. Kid comes in, decides to leave his job. He doesn't even tell the boss he's leaving his job. He just comes in and he's like, he joins volleyball or whatever. And it's like, he's like, hey, I got volleyball. You know, I got on the volleyball team. And the boss is like, oh, is this gonna affect, you know, you coming in next week? He's like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm like, well, when were you gonna tell us? It's like, well, I get out, you know, 7:30 from volleyball. His shift is 5 to 8. What do you think, he's going to come in from a half an hour and then, you know, split tips with everybody who worked freaking 12 hours and go home? Jackass.
Couldn't figure, do the math.
They're just crazy. The thing is, it's not a jackass. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
Oblivious. And I blame, you know, I blame people that are our age that had these kids.
Oh,
they coddled them.
No, our generation.
They coddled them. I can say it because I'm single, awful. And so can you. We didn't have kids.
It's awful.
We can say as much as we want. Our taxes go to their kids. They're making stupid kids, people. Merry Christmas. Make better kids.
Give your kid a bike. Let him go out. Or let her go out. And if she falls, she falls. Just let her learn.
You know what? The girls are tough, though. It's the guys that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Guys are a bunch of little pussies now. It sucks. Yeah. Like, oh my God. They don't know how to do anything. Sad.
You know, Christmas comes. Like I said, I think it's like bike riding. When you were a kid, man, you got on the bike and you were gone. Think about how you learned how to ride a bike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My parents
fall over again and again.
Exactly. My parents weren't around.
Yeah.
The older kid in the neighborhood put me on his bike and threw me down the hill.
You know what my brother did? We were at my grandmother's house. They had a community bike there at my grandmother and grandfather's. So they had this bike from like the 50s, which was like my mother's and my uncle's bike or something. And here it is like the mid 70s, and I'm trying to learn how to ride a bike. And literally, Russ takes me on the bike. And he's like, oh, put your feet on the pedals. And I've got my feet, you know, up in the air off the pedals. And he's pushing me to go forward. And then, of course, I try to put my feet on the pedals while the things are spinning forward. And I wipe right out and I smash my knee and go over to ass over tea kettle. And Russ is like, that was awesome. You went about 3 seconds. And here I am, you know, bleeding and screaming. Oh, and, you know, was my first experience with a bicycle.
My first experience.
My jackass brother.
My first experience on a bicycle was a kid that was about 6 years old. And the kid, John, had one of those banana seats with a high bar in the back.
Yeah.
Put me on his bike. My feet couldn't reach the pedals, and he just pushed it down the hill.
Hmm.
And I went around the corner into the main street and crashed it into the grass.
Yeah.
And then just basically went up the hill with the bike. That was my first experience